I love to sew, and I started sewing when I was in sixth grade. And by the time I was probably in junior high, which would be eighth grade, I made all my clothes. And I actually made all my clothes until I went to graduate school. And that was kind of the first time that I ever bought store-bought clothes, other than the basics. For me, also, it was because it was like a little bit of the pretty in pink, if you remember that, which is, you know, we were in this, well, you're in this very affluent neighborhood. And, you know, other girls are wearing clothes from Neiman Marcus, and there's no way I'm going to be able to compete. I mean, I'm not saying compete, because I don't think girls compete, and I don't think that's a good model, but there's no way. So I was really like the pretty in pink girl, in that, you know, I loved sewing, and I would stay up, you know, till like 2 a.m. finishing a dress that I was going to wear the next day. And of course, this was the 70s, early 70s, where we didn't wear pants to school yet. Right. So everything, and you did your hair, and you wore a nice dress. I mean, every day, like, you know, I think it's wonderful. I love the current generation. I mean, like, you know, the young women who work in my lab, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen them with their hair not in a ponytail until, like, we go to someone's wedding. Yeah. And then I'm like, wow, look at you, you know. Yeah. But they're sensible about their hair. They're sensible about the clothes that they wear to come to class. Yeah. They're sensible about shoes. You know, we were wearing hose and heels and doing our hair to go to, you know, high school, much less college. Yeah. You know, the same thing. You know, college, we were wearing hose and heels to go to a football game, you know. So I loved sewing, and I sewed, you know, I sewed a lot in graduate school. I sewed while I was a high school teacher a lot. I loved it. One of the very first dresses that I did not sew was the dress. It wasn't a wedding dress, but the dress I got married in. Really beautiful blue. I wore it to Psychonomics. That's how typical it was, because it was a good dress, and I spent money on it. But, you know, it was this cocktail level, you know, blue dress. And then as an assistant professor, I really stopped sewing almost completely, because back then we didn't have E-prime, and we didn't have, and if you wanted to do the studies that I wanted to do, you had to program them. And I programmed them in Apple Pascal. It was a lot like sewing. You had a product at the end. You had to work your tail off to get to that product. You had false starts along the way. There might have been some canned packages, like a pattern would have been, but you'd say, I don't want to do that. I want to show this for this period of time, or I want to do this first. And so I was programming at Apple Pascal on Apple IIs. Just didn't have any need to sew anymore. To me, it was just like sewing. It was just as stimulating, just product-based. I think that's the other thing, is it's very product-based.